Kevin rose from the couch. He didn't want a lecture from Fisher. He needed to think things through on his own. He didn't intend to give up card counting, but he felt they needed to strategize before they forged ahead. The list that had been sold to the casinos had compromised their double lives. Before, they could hit Vegas as card counters and return home to their regular lives. But now at least some of the casinos knew who they were. They knew all about MIT and the team and the danger it posed. "Come on, Kev," Martina said. "You wanted to go to the Bahamas this weekend? Bikinis, booze, and blackjack?" Kevin shook his head. He couldn't go to the Bahamas because he would be busy preparing for his IRS audit. Martina sighed, and Fisher turned away in disgust. Kevin could sense the fissure that was growing between them, but at the moment, he didn't see any easy solution. He looked at Mickey, who was watching the three of them, his face unreadable. An uneasy feeling came over Kevin, and he headed for the door. "Kevin," Fisher said, "Martinez and I don't need time to think. We know what we have to do. We're card counters, like Mickey. We'll always be card counters." Kevin didn't respond. No doubt they would head to the Bahamas without him. He prayed there wouldn't be someone waiting for them when they got there. Someone with a Polaroid camera and a $25,000 list.